Time for our weekly chat with the head coach of the Oregon women's basketball team. Very much alive and well. Next stop, Bridgeport, the nicest part of Connecticut on the Pequannock River. Welcome in Kelly Graves. Coach, I know the answer, but I'm going to ask anyway. How you doing?
Yeah, not good, man. Of course I'm doing great.
Nice. Very well done.
I couldn't pull it off.
Nah, that was a no sale.
Yeah, I know you have that on your show.
So I've tried to come up with a nickname for your team, and here's what I've come up with. It's the answer to this. Can they compete in the Pac-12 with so much youth? Can they get wins in the Pac-12 tournament? Can they beat Temple? Can they beat Duke? I deem them the why nots. What do you think?
Nice. I like it. I do. I like it. The why not? It sounds like a bad 50s music group.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, they're on Dick Clark next week, I think, the why nots.
Well, it's funny you say that because I actually have a good buddy who coaches at Minot State. And that's their slogan when they recruit. Hey, why not Minot?
Oh, that is awesome.
And then I always come back with them, well, freezing's the reason. So it's really cold in Minot State. So
that's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Coach, you talked with Joey Mack yesterday on Duck Insider about something I think is worth repeating. You know, sometimes you get a veteran group, and through the season, they're more stable. It's almost like you know what you're getting. But when you rely on freshmen who are this good, who, you know, take to good coaching, is part of the joy that they just keep improving even week to week as they make it through this level for the first time.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, we're better today than we were last week at this time. We were better last week than the week before. You know, that's not the same with a lot of teams. And, these guys just keep getting better. And, you know, and now what's happening is they're starting to believe. You know, they have a belief that, you know, started with the Pac-12 tournament, that, hey, we can win games. We can get to the semifinals. Hey, we can win games in the tournament. They don't know anything else. So... it's been fun to watch them grow up, and I think because of our youth and inexperience that, the moment's not too big for them. I mean, the ESPN crew was, you know, talking, and we were joking about how loose we were at the practice in between the two games down there, and you go, geez, we've never really seen a staff and a team that loose, but that's kind of how they do better, I think.
I'll talk with Kelly Graves, Ducks in the Sweet 16 for the first time ever. Your Gonzaga team in 2010 for the first time ever made the Sweet 16 with Courtney Vandersloot. I know you went to the Elite Eight the next year, but having that kind of success, kind of unprecedented at the time in school history, what kind of a jolt does that provide as, you know, you continue to build a program?
Well, for us, it's huge because it legitimizes a lot of the and rewards a lot of the hard work that my staff has put in. Certainly, the team it allows us to sell our vision even more, to the team and to recruit, saying this is the kind of program that we set out to create right from the start. That's why we all came to Oregon. This is a great first step for this program. And you know, I think we talked last week just about kind of being happy that we were in the party, so to speak, and now to play another week, it just strengthens the kids' resolve, and it'll better their commitment in the off season. You know, once you get a taste of this stuff, it's intoxicating. You want more, and hopefully they'll want more.
I want to get to that Temple game because, again, we were in the final minute and your pull came to mind, up one, down one. It happened like four different times, but that go-ahead bucket seemed to come off what was – it looked like your bread-and-butter play the last few minutes. Kind of take me through that, where Mallory set up, what you saw defensively, and why it worked so well.
Well, we played through the high post on, I think, four straight possessions down the stretch and entered it to Mallory. And then, you know, we had our two best players, Ruthie and Sabrina. You know, Ruthie would just set kind of a pin down screen, we call it, or a C screen on Sabrina. And three times she curled, twice made baskets off the curl in the middle of the paint. And so we just kind of used that as a setup for the last one. and went to the same play, but instead of having Sabrina cut off the top of that screen, we just told her to back cut, reject the screen, and for Ruthie to step back to the basketball. And she did. And you know, good for us, both of the Temple defenders went with Sabrina
yep.
on the back cut, and Ruthie was wide open. And I credit Mallory. She made a great pass.
Oh, yeah.
If she would have just thrown it directly to Ruthie, the big, long kid on her may have tipped the pass, or she may have had to lob it or whatever, but she kind of took a dribble, bettered her position to hit Ruthie for really a gimme for her, and we won. So it was those kids did a great job executing that last play.
So from a coach's point of view, Hebert hits the biggest shot of her life in a moment yeah. like that, but her focus, no celebration. She's the first one down court on defense and either gets a piece or I think she seriously altered that final shot. But again, a freshman like that to be so in the moment.
Yeah, and We joked about it after, well, maybe not joked, but just discussed it after about, you know, that could be the best 5 seconds of her life. you know, at least up till now, we expect to do bigger and better things, you know, after this. But that's something she'll remember forever. We will. That was one of the biggest games in program history. It led to perhaps the biggest game. Two nights later.
Yep, I want to get to that as we talk March Madness with Coach Graves. Duke at Cameron. You guys took the lead early in the second quarter. I know there maybe was a nervous moment when Sabrina missed a couple of those foul shots, but then she made up for that. You guys were the better team that day. What did you like about the matchup heading in, and what worked so well? Because like I said, this was no nail-biter.
Yeah, you know, Steve, I'm glad you said that. Yeah, about two and a half minutes into the game, I went down to the bench and just kind of said, you guys, we're the better team. We're better than these guys. And I truly felt that. You know, we one of the areas where we've really improved down the stretch is our players' ability to kind of play to a scout. And they're doing a nice job of laying off the players that can't hurt us as much and helping on the ones that can. And they've just really gotten better that way, and that's why I felt we were a good matchup for Duke, because they had a few players that you just didn't have to guard with the same kind of attention as you did, like Lexi Brown and Rebecca Greenwell. So we could game plan to take those two out of the game as much as possible and make the others beat us. It's what we did against Washington, and those other kids couldn't beat us. So I'm really proud of them for improving in that defensive area, because it's so important. And then, like you said, down the stretch, for a bunch of young kids, they sure play with a lot of poise when they need to, and that's something you just can't coach.
Yeah, there was something subtle with Sabrina in the final few minutes against Temple. and you mentioned setting up Mallory on the high post, and she would get the ball to Ionescu, like, facing the basket, but kind of on the left side of the three-point arc, and just her understanding that I could beat my defender, but pull up short enough before the help came. I mean, again, is that by design? Is that just her using her instinct? Because she's going to make those 8-10 footers all night long.
Yeah, both. You know, if you watch us practice, we do what we call those C screens every single day in practice. Every day. So, you know, it's not a coincidence that that's where we want to go to. It's not a coincidence that, you know, she can make that. She works on it. But still, you have to have that kind of mentality that she has to then make the basket. And that's just, you know, late in the game, that's who she is. That's what she does. And it's funny, you talked about a couple of those missed free throws late. The two in particular, after the next time out, she came over and I said, are you going to make those, or am I going to have you take the ball inbounds? And she goes, and that's the kind of stuff that challenges her. I mean, she thrives in that moment. She goes, get me the ball.
Yeah, then
and
it
then
was
she made the last six.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
I threatened to just have her take the ball inbounds if she wasn't going to make them.
Well, she sure taught you a lesson. Splash, 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 splash.
I knew what the answer was going to be, but I at least had to challenge her and let her know I was thinking about it.
Well, it worked. Now, some of us did a little double take Saturday. That's a pretty early start time. Now, I know you're on the other side of the country. Is that present any kind of extra challenge, or you're just in tournament mode? You'll get there, you know, a couple days early and acclimate.
Yeah, it's not a big deal. I mean, our kids probably are still on East Coast time because we spent 4 or 5 days back there.
Right.
And it was, you know, we've only been here less than 2 days. So that's not a big deal. We had a bunch of Pac-12 games at noon. We practiced 10:30. So it's going to be tougher for you, though, Steve. I know Friday night, that's your big night out, to have to get up at 8:30 in the morning on a Saturday.
Yeah, I'll be up, though. You can count on that. Final thought for Coach Graves. This opponent, Maryland, they're serious business. Their coach, Brenda Freeze, one of the best in the country. She was a great player in the Pac-10 in Arizona. I mean, they won a national title. They were in the Final Four 2 and 3 years ago. They almost beat UConn. What kind of a challenge are you facing? I mean, this is a 32-2 team ranked number 3.
Yeah. Well, you just said it all right there. I mean, great coach, championship pedigree. The seniors, you know, they're two All-Americans on this team, have been to 2 Final Fours already. They didn't go last year, but they went their first 2 years. So they have that going for them. They're playing with a little chip on their shoulder because – they were probably underseeded at a 3, you know, with that kind of resume.
Yeah.
Your only loss is to Ohio State, who's still playing, and UConn close, but the league kind of hurt them. So they got a lot going for them. They pose different problems than Duke. You can't play off any of their players. They're going to have 5 players on the court at all time that can score, that can beat you. So, you know, now the challenge becomes we've got to control tempo. We have to mix up defenses. We have to do those kind of things to keep them off balance. It's not that we can just play off this player and that player. So hey, we got our work cut out for us. But, you know, you get to this level of the tournament, everybody's good.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't matter. Everybody's good. Everybody's capable of beating anybody.
Well, Coach, continued success. Travel safe. Best of luck against the Terps, 8:30 Saturday morning, ESPN proper. And as we started, I'm going to leave you with the same thought. Coach, why not?
Why not, buddy? I like it. I'm going to use it. Is that copyrighted? Can I use that in practice today?
Why not us? I haven't gotten the paperwork back, so for now you could use it.
Okay, done deal.
All right,
that'll come up today. All right, buddy.
Always appreciate it, Coach. Have a great one.
Thanks, Steve.